Member-supported Jazz 90.1 proudly welcomes you to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites. Call the show now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 800-790-0415 or soundbites.org. Now, alongside Steve Ray and Dave Enright, here's Nick Francesco on Member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. American, all the chips in the PC. It is Saturday, the, I don't even know what it is, 25th, I think?
No, 27th.
25th.
25th?
Yeah, it's the 25th of March, Domino Domini 2017. Living in the future, Dave is living in the future.
What can I say?
And you, you lucky people, you're listening to Sound Bites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 5 minutes after the hour, we're going to be bringing you news, views, things to choose. Nothing to lose. Kick off your shoes. Don't get the blues. Here comes the news. And I want to start out with a list. A list of people to thank. That's right. We are in a pledge drive, as you know. We come to you twice a year and ask for you to help us out by donating, becoming members of the station, in order to keep this show and this station on the air. And this year we've had a number of people who were kind enough to become members even before we started. And so I would like to thank Kathleen from Walworth, James from Churchville, Colleen from Perry, Gary from Greece, Chester from Bergen, Lauren from Rochester, Paul from Rochester, Thomas from Penfield, Matt from Buffalo, Cheryl from Rochester, John from Fairport, Beth from Rochester, Linda from Stanley, James from Rochester, Rodney from Waterloo, Brent from Fairport, and Brian from Rochester. And so we would like to thank...
Audio works.
Yeah, the audio clearly works. We'd like to thank each and every one of you for your generous donation, for joining the Soundbites family. And so basically, for those of you who are new to all of this, twice a year, this station is... well, you hear us say it every week, we're public-supported radio. What that means, of course, is that the only way we stay on the air is if you support us. We don't get any grants at all. We don't get national grants, state grants, city grants, county grants, any grants. We get none. We get zero. We pay for this space. We do everything. And so the only way that we get any money in at all is your donations, whether it's here or dropping them in the box at the Jazz Festival or whatever, but that's how we stay on the air. That's how we pay for everything. And so we come to you twice a year and ask for your generosity and your support to keep this station on the air and keep this show on the air. Let's face it, you listen to this show every week. What's that worth to you? If it's nothing, turn the radio off.
Yeah, really.
If it's something, then make the call and make the pledge. Two ways to make the pledge. One is to call in, and of course you can do that at the numbers you know so well, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. If you're outside the 585 area code, it's toll-free at 1-800-790-0415. And of course, if you don't like to talk to actual human beings, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
We have some interference here.
It's Rob Linton, ladies and gentlemen, who's got a mouthful of donut, so he's not going to come and chat with us. But
he has to fiddle with things.
Yeah, he's always got to tinker, you know?
He doesn't like the fact that I yelled, Rob Linton, and I pegged the meter. So he's going to come to change it again. Rob Linton! All right. But Rob is the station manager here. He's one of, what, two, three people total who actually get paid?
Yeah.
Everybody else is a volunteer.
I mean, we don't get paid?
No, it's shocking. You do not get paid. That's all you need to know.
All right. I was wondering.
Why, you hadn't seen a paycheck ever?
I didn't know there was any here. But that's the thing folks have to remember. I mean, not only us, but all the other DJs that they hear throughout the week. I mean, you know, Monday from Sunday through Saturday, there are various DJs, live DJs, not any of this pre-recorded stuff that they sit there and put all this stuff together and then some computer.
Like many other stations.
Yeah, play. You can actually call up the station during, say, an evening. Back when I was doing Thursday nights, call up, and I encourage the folks, call and ask for a song. Because what I tried to stress to the folks was, this is their station. It's due to their dollars that we're on the air. So, you know, I was just more or less doing the public service by saying, hey, you know, you want to hear a particular song? Please, you know, I'll call in and I'll play it. If it's in the library, I'll pull it out and I'll play it.
Right.
But with the stipulation, twice a year, we come to them and ask them for their help, them to help us to stay on the air.
What? You're interrupting the flow here, son.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything.
Doesn't matter.
Go you take your
that,
nap.
You had that puppy dog look that says somebody needs to scratch me behind the ear right now.
And it ain't going to be me.
It's going to be none of us. Bye.
You home yet?
Thank you.
We appreciate
number
that
one in our hearts too. The here's the deal. Rob was here all day. He's here every day, but Thursday night he and I were on the air together, so that was a long evening. And then Friday was yesterday was the listener party.
Yep.
Jimmy Highsmith Jr. played just amazing jazz. Just utterly sweet, amazing.
I think I
got
to put up with him tomorrow from 4 to 6.
Jimmy?
No.
Oh, Rob, maybe. And now we're all here today. So it's been a long week for Rob. He's, you know, it's not just the doing of the stuff. It's the stress of being the station manager.
Yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
That's a hard thing.
And that's the thing. You know, like I say, we're all depending on you folks picking up the phones and giving us a call and making that pledge. And as we've said for years, we, you know, this is nothing new to a lot of you folks that we come to you twice a year and ask you for your help.
Right.
And there is no wrong amount. Some folks say, well, I can't afford much. You know what? Every dollar that's raised gets us that much closer to our goal, which is $55,000 for this go-around to keep the station going.
It's not really a lot of money in the grander scheme of things, certainly in terms of keeping a radio station running, but we won't get there without you picking up the phone and making the call. It's 585-966-5299, 1-800-790-0415. Of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And let's talk a little bit about membership. Here's the interesting thing. Normally, we have levels starting at $35 and going up. And when I say up, I mean you can give as much as you want. One of the things that we offer starting at the $90.10 level, get it? 90.1? Right. Starting at the $90.10 level is the membership card. And that membership card is a deal with many, many places like I used to have a sheet of paper here. It's gone now. Oh, no, you're hiding it. Okay.
Under the transparent thing.
Right. Dinings, lodgings, some online stuff, all kinds of things. Much of it is BOGO, buy one, get one. It's a 2-for-1 deal. There are lots and lots of places to eat. There are wonderful places for bed and breakfasts. There are online shopping places that are available. And that starts at the $90.10 level. But today and tomorrow, that's Saturday the 25th and Sunday the 26th only, if you pledge at the $110 level, you get 2 member cards, one for you and one for your significant other, or your insignificant other, we don't judge. So at the $110 level, 2 membership cards, but that's today and tomorrow only. So make the call, make the pledge, $110 bucks, gets you two member cards. Plus, of course, we have – do you have the sheets with the thing? Thank you very much. At the $90.10 level, of course, you not only get the member card, but you also get your choice of a tote bag or a short sleeve polo, a short sleeve tee, a baseball cap. So if you get the $110 level, you also get one of those. It's one of those four things. At the $150 level, you get the polo and the tee, or the coffee mug, the tote bag, and the much coveted Soundbites mouse pad.
Ooh.
No kidding. I will tell you that it actually works. You can put a mouse on it and it rolls right over it and the mouse moves on the screen. It's an amazing piece of technology, wow. The Soundbites mouse pad. At the $365 level, you get all the clothing and gifts. You get everything listed above. And then, of course, at the $1,000 level, Rob will come to your house one time this summer and mow your lawn. So anybody who wants – oh, wait, that was the $5,000. I think it was the $5,000 level. No, we'll straighten that out.
Yeah, $5,000, you'll be there all summer doing your lawn.
Right. But once a week. We also have the Jazz-O-Matic membership. For a membership,
opinions expressed don't necessarily affect the opinions of Jazz 90.1 radio station or Rob Litton himself.
That's right. And nobody in their right mind would believe Rob would come to their house for any reason, much less to mow the lawn. But if you become a Jazz-O-Matic member, which means you pledge $10 or more per month, then you get whatever the level of membership
that you pledged.
Right. So if it's 100. If you pledge $10 a month, it's $120 a year. That's the $110 level. You get the two member cards, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And it's only $10 a month. It comes out of your account automatically, so you don't even have to think about it anymore. And that's a beautiful way to do it. And that can go on for as long as you like, and you can quit at any time. Here's the interesting thing. This membership card, for those of you who are not in Rochester, those of you listening over the podcast that we do, the member card is national. And so what you can do is call the number on the back of the member card once you get it and read them your number and say, it's a Rochester card and I'm in Montana or wherever you are. Yeah. And please send me the card for this region. And they will do so. And it's not an extra cost. So you can get that card no matter where you are. So if you join at the $110 level, you get two cards and you can be a big shot to somebody else. And now let's speak for just a very quick moment about the podcast. Now these guys already know because I told them, but for you folks listening, how many people you think listen to the podcast every month? Almost universally, when I ask people that, they say, oh, I don't know, 400? Well, you're wrong. It's 3,411 people listened in February. That's unique listeners. That's unique listeners. It was well over 10,000 downloads of the MP3. But at 28 days in February, that's exactly 4 weeks, that was 2,585 downloads a week. And 370 a day. So 3,411 people listen to the podcast just in February. And in March, we're well on our way to actually beating that number. So let me speak to you for a minute. It is very evident to all of us that the vast majority of you who are listening are not, in fact, members of the station. You have no idea what it costs us every month to keep the podcasts up and running and all of that stuff. And I don't want to charge for the podcasts. None of us want to charge for the podcasts. What we would prefer is for you to become members of the station. If all 3,411 of you gave just the $35 pledge, and that is the minimum level pledge, this drive would be over. I want you to think about that while we take a short break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It is 19 minutes after the hour. You're listening to the longest-running computer show in the known universe. It's Soundbites and the truly great and solely member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 24 minutes after the hour, we're, 24 minutes into the pledge drive for this week, and nobody's called in yet. So I'll move on to the news. Republican senators moved Thursday to dismantle landmark internet privacy protections for consumers in the first decisive strike against telecommunications and technology regulations created during the Obama administration and a harbinger of further deregulation. The measure passed in a 50-48 vote, largely along party lines. The House is expected to mirror the Senate's action next week, followed by a signature from President Trump. The move means Verizon, Comcast, or AT&T, or anybody who's an ISP, can continue tracking and sharing people's browsing and app activity without permission, and it alarmed consumer advocates and Democratic lawmakers that warned that broadband providers have the widest look into America's online habits, and that without the rules, the companies would have more power to collect data on people and sell sensitive information. These were the strongest online privacy rules to date, and this vote is a huge step backward in consumer protection writ large, said Dallas Harris, a policy fellow for the consumer group Public Knowledge. The rules asked that when things were sensitive, an internet service provider asked permission first before collecting. That's not a lot to ask. The Senate's vote was a victory for giant telecommunication and cable companies. The FCC chairman under the Obama administration, Tom Wheeler, had declared that broadband would be regulated more heavily by categorizing the service in the same regulatory bucket as telephone services, which are viewed as utilities. That move acknowledged the importance of the internet for communications, education, work, and commerce, and the need to protect online users, Mr. Wheeler had said. Under the internet privacy rules that Mr. Wheeler passed, apart from broadband providers having to ask permission to track browsing and other online activities of a user, the companies were also required to use reasonable measures to secure consumer data against hackers. All of those things, by the way, are now gone. So, for example, an ISP, let's say your cell phone provider, can sell to anyone they want to all of your data. They, for example, all of your location data, all the places you go, all the places you normally are.
How long you stay there.
How long you stay there, who else you know who goes there. Not just your data, of course, but your children's data as well. And, of course, they don't have to protect it against hackers. So, our poll of the week at soundbites.org, that is bites with a Y, Francis would like us to remind you. Congress moves to strike internet privacy rule. And the choices are, if you need privacy, you're obviously doing something wrong. People are basically good, so this is fine. I'm uncomfortable with anybody collecting data on my kids. And that's it. I'm going back to chiseling rocks, chiseling information onto rocks. So far, we have no idea how many people are in despair. It is 31, and of course, going back to chiseling information is number one because you people don't have any real opinions on these things. But those of you who do can scroll down on the right and under fascinating stuff. The first link is the forums. The second forum down is the poll discussion. And currently, at least, the first item under poll discussion is 25 March 17, Congress moves to strike the internet privacy rule. Only two people have posted so far, but you can join in that discussion. And, of course, you can join us here, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, toll-free 1-800-790-0415.
Well, part of the problem is, what are you going to do? Stop using the internet?
Yeah, really.
Well, yeah. The point is not that we should stop using the internet. It's that they should stop gathering our data.
Exactly. That's been the issue always. The point, people are very paranoid, you know, about all that, you know, whether it's a secure. Well, I actually question that now that I say it. Some folks just do it and don't think about it.
Well, right.
Which is scary. But you should be thinking about
whether. But then they call up and complain.
Yeah.
I'm getting all these ads. Why is that? Well,
whether it's a secure connection or not.
That's how it works.
Yeah. Well, matter of fact, I had somebody call and, you know, wanted, again, updating a machine with Windows 7 that I built them quite a while ago. And it's one of these scenarios that, you know, yeah, we could clean it up. But again, it's going to get infected again. It's just the way it is. You're dealing with an operating system, especially when you want to do banking.
Yep.
You know, and this is, so if I go from Windows 10 back to Windows 7, then it's not secure? Exactly. I can't guarantee it. And you could get hacked. And, you know, if you don't mind your accounts, whether it's credit cards or the banking that you do on that machine being compromised, go for it. You know, you'll be back.
That's exactly right.
So I think I finally scared them enough that they wound up saying, no, I guess I'll stick with Windows 10 and go from there.
That's how it should be working right now. That's the way that is.
Well, and part of the problem there is a lot of people say, well, I don't have anything anyone would want to steal. And, well, sure you do. Your identity, for one, and then who knows what else they can do. They'll sign up for new credit cards in your name.
Yeah.
They'll, you know, finance a car in your name.
Right.
Or they use you to attack somebody else. And then the police show up at your house because your name was on the attack.
Mm-hmm. Right. You now have to prove you're not the person who said, let's kill the president. Or you're not the person who posted kiddie porn to that website. That's how that works. And that's the way that needs to be done. Let me thank you. As you know, we're in the middle of a pledge drive. And I would like to thank James from Rochester for his donation. Thank you very much, James. We appreciate it very much. James has become the newest member of the Soundbites family, and we're honored to have him here with us. And, of course, you can do the same. Just give us a call. Make the pledge, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, toll-free 1-800-790-0415. Of course, if you don't want to talk to a human being, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And interrupt Rob. And for those of us who are listening on the podcast and have not become members, that's the best way to join. Just go to the website, find the Donate Now button, click that, scroll down until you find one of the Soundbites categories, and pledge under Soundbites and help keep this station on the air. You're the only reason we're here. If you go away, we go away. It's that simple. There's nobody else who's going to do it. I know how easy it is to assume that somebody else is going to take up the slack for you, but in fact, that's not going to happen. There is no one else. There's only you.
And that's the thing. You know, we are here every Saturday, and that's taking time out of our, you know, personal lives. And for most of us, if you really want to get down to it, it's a good 4 hours right in the middle of a Saturday.
Yep.
Because normally, you know, I'm leaving the house by 11, and I don't get home and back to, you know, to doing things until close to 3 o'clock.
Right.
There's 4 hours out of a Saturday that I give up, you give up, and Steve gives up every Saturday to be here to answer your questions. And we don't get paid a nickel. We have been doing this for 27 years. We enjoy it. We enjoy helping you folks out. And twice a year, we come to you asking you to help us out. So I don't think, you know, it's asking that much that, you know, you turn around and help us out twice a year, no matter how much you can afford. We don't care. There's no wrong amount.
And it's not just us. You know, all the other great programming on the Jazz radio station, the Broadway show on the weekends.
Yep.
The
Polka Guys Before Us. The
Polka Guys Before Us. Oh, not
the German show after.
The German show after.
All of the shows that are Steve is right. All the shows that are on this station.
Yep.
It's jazz all week long. It's blues on the weekend. You can listen to the live stream, the Swingin' Blues station, which is amazing. All of that is available to you, and all of that is essentially at no cost all year, but it costs us money to do those things, and none of this stuff is free.
You just pointed out one good thing, though, Nick. You just mentioned how here there is all this music, and then Saturday, right at prime time, is a talk show.
Yep.
Think about it, folks. all week long, you're hearing nothing but music, music, music. And Rob was brave enough to have us come over and do a talk show. Totally, you know, 180 degrees the opposite way, because he knew you folks, there was a need out there, and somebody had to do it. And Rob was brave enough to say, all right, bring sound bites over. And our listeners have, in the years past, always been there for us. So yep. That's why we need you folks to pick up the phone and show them that, yes, this was the right decision, and getting sound bites here on a completely music-based station.
That's right. That's exactly right. But it's up to you. So while we go to the phones, please make the call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, toll-free, 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, pledge securely online at jazz901.org while we talk to Dave from Canandaigua, New York. Hiya, Dave. Thanks for holding. What's up?
Well, I wanted to ask you guys about IP cameras and their future.
Yeah.
Since Java is taking a nosedive here. Trying to run my cameras from my web browser. I believe that if I hunt enough, I can probably find apps from the OEMs to run the cameras.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any workarounds for the fact that new browsers don't have Java? There's no...
Most cameras don't use Java that I found.
You mean Java, or do you mean Flash?
Java. My IP cameras...
Use Java?
Yeah, yeah, we use Foscam and AMSYS and D-Link and Belkin, and none of them use Java.
Yeah, so there are plenty of cameras out there that do not.
What brand are you using?
Well, I've got a D-Link and I've got a Foscam. When I fire them up in my browser, it says, you know, you got either down. Well, now it's saying Java isn't even there, even though it's installed on my machine.
Well, a lot of the browsers won't run Java by default because of the security implications. So you have to tell your browser to trust that website. But I have never seen any of those use Java.
There you go. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, but there are many, many cameras that do not use Java. Is it Java for the viewing of the image, or is it Java for the controls?
Well, it would be for the viewing of the image.
Yeah, most of them are an MPEG stream. So it just uses your built-in video player.
Oh, interesting. I'm not sure what's going on with yours.
So maybe I'm missing some other video player that...
Yeah, it may be the video player that's the issue. What browser are you using?
Well, Firefox or Chrome.
Huh.
Yeah, they both should play MPEG no problem.
Without Java at all. That's very weird, and I don't have an answer for you, but what it sounds like is something is misconfigured in your system.
Huh. Okay. Well, I guess I'll keep hunting then.
I don't know what to tell you. You might need to get somebody to actually look at the machine itself.
Let me see what their system requirements say.
Got a D-Link, too.
Yeah, we also use apps on iDevices for home security cameras. There's a local company called D-Complex that writes security cam software that runs on your computer and lets you use IP cameras for security cameras.
Mm.
And none of them have used Java.
Huh. I honestly don't know what to tell you. You've kind of stumped us, because we don't know from this end that any of them are using Java.
Well, I guess I'll have to keep... So it is possible to run it without Java. I just got to figure out what it is I've done wrong here.
Yeah. Well, you haven't necessarily done anything wrong. It could be a misconfiguration of the browsers.
You may have told it Java once, and now it expects Java. So you may have to uninstall the camera and clear your history and cookies and
do that
and
with
why.
Make sure you have Revo and uninstaller on your machine before you uninstall the software for the cameras, because Revo uninstaller will completely get rid of all the little nuances that are buried in the registry and everything else for the program.
And most of the time, you don't even need software at all. You just go to the IP address of the camera. And it logs into the web directly,
depends,
the web server in the camera.
Depends on the cameras and what they're using.
Yeah.
Right.
Most of from what we've seen, the software allows you to find the camera. So you turn your camera on, it joins your network, and assigns itself an address. So you need something to find your addresses. I have a bunch of other programs that just look on the network to find addresses. Angry IP is a popular one.
Yeah, I've been using fixed IP for my cameras.
Yeah, and then so you log into the dynamic IP, it sets itself, and once you're into the camera, then you can set up the fixed IP you want it to have. You can set up the username and some passwords you want it to access. And I haven't needed Java or third party app for any of that.
Yeah, things have been working fine for years, but now the Java is disappearing from the browsers. Right. The alternative is to keep an old browser around that still runs Java for me, but I must be doing something wrong or somebody else did something wrong. I'll figure it out.
All right, good luck. Thanks. Sorry. We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It's 39 minutes after the hour at Soundbites. It's the truly great, and we're not kidding now, solely member-supported Jazz 90.1.
It's America's longest-running computer show. Back to more sound bites with Nick, Dave, and Steve. Next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Testo.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 44 minutes after the hour, we are sound bites. And
for our last caller, what was his name?
Dave.
Dave, we've posted links on how to enable Java in your browser. Because Java is so powerful, the bad guys have taken advantage of it. And now a lot of bad programs run in Java on websites. So most of the browsers have now disabled Java. And you have to enable Java on a per-site basis. So you say, you know, sitex.com can use Java, but no other site can. So what you would do is go to the website of your camera, the 192.168.1.1, .1.6, and then allow Java on that website. And that should allow you to access the Java-based software you're using. But there probably are other ways to access the camera, too, without needing Java other third-party software, depending on what model of camera you're running. I did find some questions in the D-Link forums about that some of their cameras do require Java. I just apparently have been lucky enough to not run into any of those.
Right. All right. And before we get back to the phones, let me thank Michael from Lackawanna for his generous donation. Thank you so very much. We are.
He didn't lack Wana. He had a lot of Wana.
He had a lot of Wana, and he had a lot of Ditta
to support us.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. So thank you, Michael. We appreciate it. You, of course, can join Michael as a member of Jazz 90.1 by making the call 966-5299, 1-800-790-0415, or pledge securely online at jazz901.org and become a member of a truly great radio station, and we hope a truly great show. But the only reason we're on the air and the only way we stay on the air is if you become a member. Don't let somebody else do it. That's what got us into the trouble we're in. Do it yourself. Pick up the phone, make the call, make the pledge. Now we're going to go back to the phones, and our next caller is Gary from Rochester, New York. Hi, Gary. What's up?
You know, I didn't have a question today. I really just called to make a pledge. Can you transfer my call back over to the person who's taking pledges?
Yes. Yes, we can. No, we can't. Call back, please. Apparently.
Well, should I hang up and try again? And
just say you're here to take you're for a pledge.
Okay. Very good.
Perfect.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Thank you, Gary. We appreciate it. One of the things that, of course, we're missing is a truly sophisticated phone system. So we do make do with what we have. And so thank you, Gary. It is people like you who keep this show on the air and keep this station on the air. And we very much appreciate it. There are only a handful of stations, I want to say eight live jazz stations left in America, and we are one of them. More importantly, we are the only station in the entire known and unknown universe that is hosting sound bites. If that's at all important to you, now is the time to prove it. You need to join us and become a part of our Soundbites family. And I would like to thank a person who would like to remain anonymous for his and or her very generous pledge. So thank you very much. And we're honored and delighted to make you a member of the Jazz 90.1 family. But I got to tell you, we are woefully behind the polka guys in memberships this week. So please pick up the phone and make a pledge. Sandy is standing by to take your calls. It's 585-966-5299. If you're outside the 585 area code, like the vast majority of those of you who are listening to our podcast every week and are not members, you can call in at 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online 24/7 at jazz90.1.org. Now, when you pledge online, and you notice I said when, not if.
Yeah,
when really. You pledge online, take a look through the listings. There are several with sound bites called out specifically, and we would love it if you would make sure that you did that so we can start lording it over Rob that we're bringing in dollars during this pledge drive. We don't like doing pledge drives any more than you like listening to them. And I know there are a number of you who've already turned off the show because you don't like listening to that. Well, you know what? Your attitude would change if you were a member. The fact is, if you were already a member, you'd be pretty smug about the fact that we're in a pledge drive.
Well, they're embarrassed.
Yes.
Because, you know, they're leeches.
Well, yes. And but we would like you to actually be a member.
Yes.
And the way to do that is to pick up the phone, make the call, make the pledge. By becoming a member, you do a number of things. First, you keep this show on the air. Secondly, and perhaps maybe that should be first, you keep this station on the air. And the third thing you do is you get to lord it over the literally thousands of people who listen to this show who are not members. And you get to be a member, and you get to be smug about that. We're more than happy to celebrate your superiority to your fellow human beings by acknowledging that you are a member of Jazz 90.1. Your teeth are whiter, your hair is cleaner, your sex appeal is higher, and you are in all ways a superior human being by joining us today. And all it takes is a couple of minutes, less than 2 minutes if you're pledging online. Even if you're a slow typist, you can pledge online for in about 90 seconds. And we would like to thank Gary from Rochester for becoming a member as well. Gary, thank you very much for your pledge and your membership. It helps keep us on the air, and we are both honored and delighted to have you as a member.
Although, what is it, opinions expressed by the Soundbite staff may not reflect the opinions of Jazz 90.1 in general. Joining Jazz 90.1 may not make you more attractive to the gender of your choice.
Well, that's always possible. That is always possible. But if you were to get the let's say you became a member at the $110 level and you had a couple of Jazz 90.1 cards and offered them to someone else,
they
would think
card.
You were more attractive, not necessarily sexually attractive, but more attractive in some way, more interesting at the very least. And of course, if you walk around with your polo or tee or baseball cap or tote bag, you'll at the very least start in from conversation. I can't tell you how many people stop me when I'm wearing that shirt and say, "Oh man, I love that station." It's kind of a bit of a surprise, and we're delighted to have it happen, and we're very excited to have you people as members. So please feel free to make that call, make that pledge. The number is, we'd like to thank Catherine from Rochester for her pledge. Thank you so much, Catherine. We're honored and delighted to have people who are joining. Again, we have gifts at the various levels, and we are delighted if you are a member and are joining us to give you that gift. Alternately, you can say you don't want a gift and you don't have to take a gift. We're not going to force you to take a gift, but we do want to thank Catherine. And I've already thanked Gary, but I forgot to give him the button. And Anon, I forgot to thank the anonymous person. And, of course, Michael. And I think I gave one to James, but here's another one for you, James. We're happy to do that. And I guess we're going back to the phones now. Our next caller is Tom from Brighton, New York. Hiya, Tom. What's up?
What's up? I just acquired, I bought a Dell Windows 10 computer. I've got Mozilla Thunderbird. It's on my laptop, and it's also on, well, it's on what used to be desktop. My desktop crashed in early January, but it was backed up. So anyway, so I've got all that. I've got the desktop backed up on an external drive. I actually have the laptop backed up there also. But my question is, how can I move my email and email folders from onto the Windows 10 machine?
Which email program were you using?
Thunderbird.
Thunderbird.
Thunderbird, yeah. I mean, my email is FrontierNet, but because, you know, it's a POP3,
right.
You know, I move things off the POP3 and then onto Thunderbird.
Right.
We're posting a link on how to move those files to a new computer. And as a tip, you can use your Frontier address with the Yahoo mail servers and get IMAP
or
support.
Gmail.
Well, directly, because Yahoo does the back end for Frontier.
Right.
So if you tell your computer you're using Yahoo and just put in your Frontier address, it will let you use IMAP.
Yeah, but the thing is, what about all the folders of old emails that I have stored?
That's what the link will do. The link on our website will show you how to do that.
Okay.
But for the future, what he's saying is, if you use and he'll put a link to that as well.
Yeah.
Somewhere, but anyway,
I don't know if there is one. You just tell it Yahoo instead of Frontier.
Right. Yeah. Because they're using the same mail server, so you change your address.
Not your address, your server.
Right, your server in Thunderbird. You just set the server as Yahoo instead of Frontier, and it's because it's all the same mail, you will get your mail from them instead, and then you can set it to IMAP, where the mail will then stay on the server no matter what machine you use.
Okay, but I already see I have a separate Gmail account and a Yahoo account. Will that interfere?
Nope,
not a problem. You can have – I have a dozen –
okay.
Different addresses.
In
Thunderbird, I think I have too many addresses.
Yeah, I have like five different email addresses on various, you know, Yahoo, Hotmail, Gmail. All right, so I use the link on your website to do the transfer.
Right. Basically, Thunderbird has a profiles folder that has all your stuff in it, and you copy that file to the new computer, and then you tell the new computer, use this profile.
All right.
Yeah, and the link we've provided on our website, the top post right at the moment, at least, on the website, will show you how to do that. Okay. And all you have to do is follow the steps.
All right, and then I set my Thunderbird server to Yahoo.
Right, so under the settings for your email,
yeah.
You have to set a server, a receiving server and a sending server.
Yeah.
You set those both to Yahoo, and there's got to be a specific set of addresses for that as well.
Yeah, it's imap.mail.yahoo.com, and you can still use Frontier for the SMTP.
Right.
Imap.mail.
I think that's it. I'm looking to make sure.
Steve is looking to look that up.
Normally, on most of the newer software, when you set up a new email address, you just tell it it's a Yahoo, and it fills in the server for you because it knows you don't know what they are.
Right. But so you would simply set Frontier You set your incoming server to imap.email. What is it? Imap.mail. Steve is looking it up, and he'll get that. He'll get that posted shortly. But you set that to the Yahoo server, and
It is imap.mail.yahoo.com.
Okay. Imap.mail.yahoo.com. And port is 9-something?
993, standard SSL IMAP port.
Okay. So, and set the SSL to yes. So it's those three things.
That's another thing, too. I don't know if SSL or if Frontier supports SSL transfer.
No, but Yahoo does.
But Yahoo does, yeah. It was the same thing, annoyingly, with Roadrunner. Roadrunner did not support IMAP and did not support SSL.
Right.
But Time Warner did.
Right.
Even though they're the same company.
Same company.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Yep.
Right. All right. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
All right. We're going to take, there's an hour of your life gone. We're going to take a slightly longer break. I want to thank all those of you who become members. And you have a whole nother hour to do that. It's real easy to do. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415 or securely online at jazz901.org. And we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It is 59 minutes after the hour. It is Soundbites on the truly great and truly grateful to be member supported Jazz 90.1. See you on the other side.
Computer talk you can understand. More Sound Bites is next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
WGMC Greece Rochester.
A public service of the Greece Central School District.
Jazz 90.1.
On Instagram at WGMC Jazz 901.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Sound Bites, on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Get online now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 800-790-0415. Or submit your question by email at soundbites.org. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 4 minutes after the hour, we are hurtling headlong into the second hour of the longest running computer show in the known universe. And yes, for those of you who are just tuning in, we are in a pledge drive. I'll say it again, as you know, we are solely member supported. You hear me say that every week, and I know it goes in one ear and out the other, but stop and think for a moment what that means. If you do not pledge, we go off the air. And you may think that's hyperbole or fake news or a lie. It is simply the truth. If you do not pledge, this station could go off the air. That's how that works. That's what member supported means. Well, we're already, on that ragged edge. We are every year because we're public radio. But we need you to make the call and make the pledge. And remember, we have the member card deal going on. Normally at the $90.10 level or above, you get a member card, which is good in lots and lots of places. But today, Saturday the 25th, and tomorrow, Sunday the 26th, if you pledge at the $110 level or above, you get two member cards. Two. That's twice as many. Most of you are computer people, so you could probably do that math in your head. And what does the member card give you? Well, it gives you a lot of things. If you are into dining, there are a lot of places that give you two for one. For example, in Rochester, everywhere from the Dogtown restaurant to Starry Nights to the Pizza Stop, the Old Toad, Nick Seabreeze Inn, Love and Cup, Winfield Grill, Yanni's. So that's, that sort of thing. If you're, we have people who pledged from places like Canandaigua, that's the Lafayette, Lock, Stock and Barrel, places like that. So there's lots and lots of places. The Pittsford people, of course, Aladdin's, Hungry's, Richardson's. Among others, I'm not giving you all of them, just randomly.
The list just goes on and on and on.
Right.
And they're constantly adding to it, too, throughout the year.
Right. And if you are, for example, into bed and breakfasts and you want to go to Montreal, you can stop at the B&B Le Cartier. If you want to go to Canandaigua, the Filigree Inn, the Turret House, the Adams Basin Inn, a bed and breakfast on the Erie Canal, as we know, the Genesee Country Inn, Bristol View's bed and breakfast. If you want to go to Vermont, there's Richardson's Victorian Inn. Online shopping at everything from Bella Luna Toys to Fair Trade Winds to Tara Luna to Gem Elixirs. 50% off. There's a percentage off Bop Shop Records and Brighton Honey. Wineries, 2-for-1 tastings at all kinds of wineries. There's just pretty much every square inch of the Finger Lakes.
Yeah, really. And as most folks know, here in New York State, there are a lot of good wineries
yep.
all along the Finger Lakes.
Finger Lakes, Niagara County, Canandaigua, of course, Heron Hill and places like that. Champlain Valley, if you want to go to the Amazing Grace Vineyard and Winery in Chazy, or over to West Chazy, I suppose you can go to Vesco's. And they're all there. They're all part of that deal. Here's the thing about that member card. It is the best deal you're going to see all year. At the $110 level, you get two of those. And I will guarantee you, if you go out with any regularity at all, and I'm just talking a couple of times a month, you're going to make your money back within a month. Or go out like more like I go out, you'll make it back within 3 months.
and it gives you an excuse to try new places too.
Yes,
right. And there's a lot of 2-for-1s, a lot of BOGOs, buy one get one. So you can do that very easily. All you have to do is make the pledge, make the call at the $90.10 level
or higher.
You get one at the $110 level. Or above, you get two if you pledge today or tomorrow. It's really pretty big a deal. Two cards for essentially the price of one. There's your savings right there.
Yeah.
You get one. You get to be a hero to somebody else. What a great little birthday present or anniversary gift or just to be a hero with your significant other. A great way to say, hey, honey. Here you go. Knock yourself out when you go out with your friends. Here's a way to save money for everybody.
Yeah, and you know, like you said, there's so many great places, and you're expanding your dining experience because that's the other thing. Rochester has a lot of great places that you wouldn't think of. I mean, through the card, I've discovered a few that it's like, whoa, I didn't even know this place was on there.
Right, right.
And you go and try it, and it's like, yeah, I got to. Definitely put that on my list to go back to.
Yep.
Because, you know, it gets you out, and yeah, we're all guilty of it. We have our favorite places. You can get in a rut and go to this one, that one. Right. The car gives you an excuse to try someplace different, say, every other week.
Yep.
And like you say, if you go out twice a month and use that card, you know, it's great. And the other things that come with it, too, the other shopping advantages and
right.
all that other stuff.
And like I said, for those of you who are listening on the podcast, all 3,411 of you who mostly are not members, you can call whatever state you're in. You can call member card number and get a card issued for your area. That's easy enough to do. Now, for the literally thousands of you who listen overseas, that's probably not open to you, but certainly wouldn't hurt to call and find out.
Yeah, really.
But you still get to know that you are a member of the Jazz 90.1 family, more importantly, a member of the Soundbites family, and that you're help keeping this show on the air. And that's way more important than anything you would get from a card, even a 2-for-1 deal. The basic idea here is that I know you don't like pledge drives any more than we do. But once you've made the pledge, you'd be amazed at how it transforms from
your
an annoyance
pattern.
to something you feel smug about.
Yeah.
And you like listening to it because you think to yourself, ha ha, I'm a member.
Yeah.
I have joined, and you can join, and you can go along with Lynn from Clymer, Clymer, Pennsylvania, no less, and become a member. We want to thank you, Lynn. Hold on. Our friend Lynn from Clymer. Oh, Clymer, New York. Yeah, I knew that. Thank you, Lynn. Thank you for joining, for renewing your membership. We appreciate that highly, and we know that you are a longtime listener and someone who very much enjoys our show, and we're honored to have you as a renewing member for this show. We need your help, folks, and it's real easy to do. You can join Lynn and a bunch of other people just by making a call and making the pledge. It's 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. It's toll-free, 1-800-790-0415. And, of course, for those of you who do not like to talk to human beings, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
Look for the donate. Keep Rob busy.
Keep Rob busy. Look for the donate now button. And then on that list will be options for sound bites. Please make sure you pick one of those so we can lord it over Rob by letting him know that it's sound bites that's making that money on.
Well, he's home trying to get his beauty sleep. Which he needs not enough hours in the day for that.
He needs a lot.
But, you know, by keep, you know, you folks constantly, you know, going in there and donating online, that sends an email to him. So then he's got to react and let us know. So that keeps him awake and going. And we really thank you.
That's exactly
both
right.
Both ways. Keeping him, you know, going with that and helping
us
out.
As he's trying to nap, he keeps getting awakened and it just makes him porkier and porkier.
Love it.
And, our friend Gerd, thank you. Oh, oops, sorry. We appreciate everybody who calls in and makes a pledge. We are honored by everyone who does that. We want you to know how much we appreciate that. It's a difficult thing. I understand in these parlous economic times to become a member of this station, to do anything that essentially takes money out of your pocket. But in this particular case, you're doing a great deal of good by helping keep this station and this show on the air and making us happy to continue to bring you what amounts to, I believe, millions of dollars of free tech support over the years. If you had to make a call to a tech support place, they would quite rightly charge you for information that we give you for free. And in some cases, that could be hundreds of dollars, depending on the answer we get. And yes, sometimes the answer is you do have to take it to somebody. Yeah. But that's just the way the world works. So the money that you pledge to us helps keep us here and helps us to continue to give the free advice and the free assistance. Think about this. How many other places can you go to get free computer assistance? I'll wait while you try to conjure up one. Well, all right. There are local meetings where you can get some help. That's once a month. We're once a week. And we're very, very happy to make sure that you get the help you need. And it's a real simple way to do it. And to help us continue to provide that support for you and for your fellow computer people. Just make the call and make the pledge, 585-966-CHAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. 0415. And let's not forget Jazz-O-Matic. Yeah. For a mere $10 a month, which we will automatically deduct from your accounts, what that does is gives you $120 a year, which means that you would get the two membership cards
for your you and somebody else.
Right, for you and for somebody else, and that would cost you only $10 a month. Hardly even noticeable. That's two coffees a month if you're a Starbucks person.
Yeah.
God knows that's two coffees a month, not a week or a day, a month. So we just need you to make that call and make that pledge. It's real easy to do. It's real simple, and it only takes a couple of minutes. And you can join Jerry. Who was kind enough to make a donation. Thanks so much, Jerry. Yeah. You know I appreciate it. And you can join Jerry and all our other members by making the call and making the pledge. Okay. And it's simple enough to do. Mm-hmm. And all you have to do is call 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Yes. And you can, of course, pledge securely online at jazz901.org. If you don't want to talk to a human being, just make sure you scroll down the list and find one of the selections that includes sound bites so we can lord it over Rob, and then we'll be happy to take that pledge.
Well, like you were saying, though, also those folks on the podcast.
Yeah.
If all of those folks, 3,000, just 3,000 of them.
Right, forget the 411.
Yeah, forget the 4,000. If just the 3,000 were to turn around and just do the $35 membership.
Right.
We wouldn't have to have a fund drive.
That's exactly right.
We would be done for the whole year. 3,000 folks do the $35. $35 for all that, and that would make you put in our good graces for a whole year.
Right.
Okay.
You want to be a member. You know you do. Deep down inside, the reason you're annoyed by the pledge drive is because it keeps reminding you that you should be a member. So give in, man. Give in to the temptation. Folks, it's easy enough to do. And while you're doing it, we'll take a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes, which is way more than enough time to pledge. With Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you, 20 minutes after the hour. Soundbites member supported Jazz 90.1.
Online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 23 minutes after the hour, we would like to thank Dolores, who was way too generous. Thank you so much, Dolores. And Edward, for his generous donation. We would like to thank you as well, and it's real easy to do. All you have to do is make the call and make the pledge. Listen, instead of feeling annoyed that we're doing a pledge drive, why not feel smug about it? Make the call right now, make the pledge right now, and from now on, every time we say we're in a pledge drive, you can go, I know, I'm already a member. And it hurts a lot less. So give us a call and make that pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. And of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. On the right, you'll see the Donate Now link. The donation link to become a member of Jazz 90.1. Click on that and scroll down the list until you see the sound bites choice that you like. And bang, you're a member and it's happening. It's easy enough to do. Please, please pick up the phone. Make that call. We want you for a member We want you to be part of the Soundbites family. There's only one way to do that, and that's to make the call and make the pledge, and that will get you to become a member, just like one of our latest renewed members, Lynn from Clymer, New York. Hiya, Lynn. What's up?
Well, I just had a simple question that came upon me after I hung up talking with Sandy earlier.
Yep.
On my XPS 8700, one night I was putting it to sleep, and back in the day, or several months ago, it wouldn't stay asleep, and I had scanned it with everything. I thought maybe there was some spyware or something that was
right
restarting it, and I'd scanned it with everything I had, and couldn't find anything. So what I ended up doing is I put it to sleep at night before I went to bed, and then I had it connected to a power strip with a switch on it, and I'd have my finger on the switch, and just the second it went to sleep, I'd just push the button.
Ouch.
Well, one night I apparently screwed up by a couple of seconds, and it had started to reboot, apparently. And since that, it has never booted again.
Yep.
Killing power to the computer without shutting it down is very bad.
Yeah, it is very bad, and you know that. Oh, man.
Let's put it this way. It's got 7 on it. What I was thinking about was maybe the smart way to fix it, because that hard drive's got quite a few years on it. Just buy another hard drive, put that in there, and put a new version of Windows on it.
Well, if you don't have anything on that machine that you have not already backed up.
So I haven't backed it up, but it's on that drive. So if I put a new drive on it, it would be saved, and I could just put that on as a secondary drive.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. You could put that in an enclosure.
Or inside the machine if it's a desktop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you got the room.
Desktop.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
The XPS 8700, I believe, is a desktop.
Yep.
And a fairly large
there's
one.
There's both. They make laptops and desktops both.
Ah, okay. I have an 8500, I think. I don't remember the numbers. But yeah, absolutely. Assuming that it hasn't actually damaged the hard drive or in the process of you turning it off, dragged the print head across the write head across the entire drive. You should be able to use it as a second drive and recover any data from it.
So maybe I'd be smarter to connect it up with my external adapter kit that I have
absolutely
on my other computer and check that first.
Perfect.
Yeah, you could do that, and then that way you'd have a good idea where you stand as far as that hard drive.
Yeah.
But
otherwise, I mean, that 8700 is probably 3 to 4 years old, so putting a new hard drive in it is no loss.
Exactly right. Yeah. One way or the other, you get a working machine, mm-hmm. and if it all comes together as you want it to, you also get all your old data back.
Mm-hmm. And while I'm doing it, I could put a... one of those
and are you a new member
faster what do they call them the
did you also have a question?
S what am I trying to think of? The instead of the
SATA drives,
hard drive, the
yeah this the oh the SSD cards.
Yeah, that, right. That's what I was trying to think of.
Yeah, let me suggest
and then hook that drive back up as a secondary.
Yep, let me suggest that you try this. If you're going to put the SSD card in, make that the bootable drive, but make
right.
your data drive and all of that stuff the other drive,
mm-hmm.
the actual mechanical drive.
Right.
Okie doke?
Yep.
Sounds like a plan to me, Len.
Okie doke. Just wanted to double check it.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Have fun. You know, I told you it only takes a couple of minutes to take the pledge. And in fact, during the time that we were talking to Lynn, we took two pledges. I want to thank Joan from Rush and Bert from Palmyra. We have a number of outlying people who are pledging. And now we need you to pledge. It's real easy to do. It's real simple to do. And I want to thank both of them for becoming the members of the Jazz 90.1 family. It's interesting, the vast majority of the people who joined today are renewing members. Where are all the new members? You're listening. I know you're listening. There's thousands of you listening to the podcast and hundreds of you listening on the stream and over the air. We need you to become members. Real simple to do, real easy, and fast. Where else do you get fast, simple, easy, and vastly satisfying? 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. And securely online at jazz901.org. And our next caller, hold on a second. We've got a bunch of people who are calling in, and we hope the vast majority of them are going to be.
Go ahead.
All right, it's Ed from Ithaca.
Hi, thanks.
Hi, Ed, what's up?
So I was given an iPad 1, and I have an old iPhone that I use for listening to podcasts such as yours.
Thank you.
And I want to know if there's a way to get download things onto the iPad and transfer them to the old iPhone.
You use a computer in the middle to synchronize between the devices, or you can download things directly on each device. You just have to download it separately on each device.
So I can't do it without using the computer okay.
Right, yeah, or one of the cloud services.
Cloud service, oh.
Yeah.
What cloud service would...
Any of them. Google, Apple, Microsoft, Dropbox.
Okay.
BoxNet. any of them.
Okay, great.
Many to choose.
Yeah.
Many to choose from.
Many to choose from. The one problem you're gonna run into with the iPad 1 is it doesn't run the latest operating system.
Right.
So you generally end up with older versions of the applications. And if your phone is running a newer OS, it may end up running a newer version of the app, and there's sometimes compatibility issues running different versions of the same app. But if you're just doing audio files and podcasts and things like that, there shouldn't be a problem.
Okay, good. Thank you. Do you have time for another quick question?
Quick one.
Okay. I'm going to be traveling to Europe. Will phone chargers, just the ordinary phone chargers, work on that current?
Generally, the chargers will, but you often need a plug adapter to go into the European outlets.
Different.
Yeah.
Songs.
It should be written on the charger itself somewhere, whether it's 50, 60 hertz. If it says 50 or 60, US is 60, Europe is 50. Most of them will say 50, 60. They'll have both numbers, and that means they work on both voltages.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Yep.
There you go.
We sometimes see just the cheap Chinese knockoff power adapters will only work on one voltage or the other. What is it, 10 cents cheaper to put two diodes in instead of the three that it needs or something like that?
Right.
When
you make 100 million of them, a dime a piece, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, it adds up to a lot of money, yeah.
It does. So, yeah.
I remember reading a few years ago, someone did a tear apart and really detailed analysis of the Apple power charger for the phone versus the third-party one. And as tiny as those little chargers are, they take that 120 volts from the wall and turn them into 5 volts for the phone. And so in the Apple charger, there's this AC-DC conversion, and there's components are soldered on both halves of the device. There's an insulating wall between them to stop the high voltage AC from getting into the low voltage DC. And then he tore apart some third party ones, and there was almost no insulation between the high voltage and low voltage. Put it on an oscilloscope, and it was really crappy power, not a smooth sine wave. And yeah, it was $15 versus $30, but it'll save your life.
Well, right.
Yeah.
And save your phone.
And save your device from not giving it crappy power.
Well, I tried getting one. I saw this device, as far as charging, that you could just, put a little connector into your phone and then have this, and it magnetically will break apart, you know, so you can get, just set your phone there and it'll quick snap up to it and charge it.
That was an Apple started that with some of their laptops, and now some third party companies are doing
it. I found
similar.
Out after I put the order in, it came from China.
Yeah.
And Sandy and I tried it, and needless to say, we no longer use it because it doesn't connect right all the time.
Right.
You got to get it just right for it to make the connection, and it's not reliable.
Right.
There are some better brands of those. I think Griffin is one of the name brands that makes the magnetic adapters for non-magnetic power cords. That was one of the features Apple removed from their latest laptops, is they don't have that magnetic power cord anymore.
Dumb.
And that was one of the big selling points for a while, is when you trip on the power cord, which you always do, it won't yank the computer down to the floor.
See, that's all right. Maybe I'm giving away a good idea. But for a lot of these laptop companies right now, you know, you make a little adapter, one that you can throw into the side of the laptop that's round, let's say round magnetic, and then you put the other end onto your power cord.
Yep.
So you can just quick slap it, you know, put it near there, it connects it, it charges it. If you walk away, which a lot of folks do with the power connector still connected, like the Apple, a magnet just separates.
Yeah, there are a couple of companies that make them.
And Griffin is making them for USB-C cables, and I think they also have one for lightning cables. The latest connectors.
I just haven't seen them, though, for the laptop because of the various sizes.
Well, and that's the problem. There's so many different laptop connectors.
Yeah, they have. That's what gets
In fact, a lot of the alternative third-party power bricks you get for your laptop, it comes with 30 tips because it doesn't know which one you need.
Right.
Yeah, but, you know, a desktop power cord is a desktop power cord. It doesn't matter for what brand, whether it's Dell, Asus,
Apple,
you know, all of them. Right. They all use the standard.
How did that cord become such a big standard?
And, who knows?
But yet they can't standardize the laptop connector.
Right. Right. No, I get it. I get it.
I all don't right. because why they don't do it.
Yeah, no, I mean, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Back to the phones. Our next caller is Bob from Irondequoit, New York. Hi, Bob. What's up?
Hi. I got a couple quick ones. I'm pretty sure they'll be quick. I had a file, and I had a lot of subfiles. Well, I finished my project, and I deleted all my files and from the main file. And I went to delete the main file, and it says, I need administrative permission.
Uh-huh.
So I tried doing trying to find out how, so... I right-clicked on the file. I went to properties. Am I on the right track to get permission? I'm not sure how to.
What operating system are you running?
Yeah.
First, what operating system are you running?
Oh, 10.
Windows 10. Okay. The easiest way to do this is to, well, first, now, can you erase anything from that folder, or is everything asking for administrator permission?
No, basically the folder is blank. I mean, there's really nothing in the folder. I deleted everything first that was in the folder. There were several.
There's must be something invisible in there.
There might. So what you want to do is open up command line, right, with the CMD.
CMD, okay.
CMD.
CMD for command, short for command.
Oh, okay.
Right, so you can open up a command line, the terminal window. And there are two ways to open that, and you can do either one. You can either open it as a regular user, or you can open one as an administrator. Uh-huh. And you would probably prefer to open it as an administrator.
Okay.
But once you've opened it up, you should then look inside that folder. Do a DIR and see if there are any files in there at all. Or you can, from the graphical front end, under View, show hidden files.
Okay, sure. That might show hidden files.
Right, and you may need to get rid of some files there first.
Okay. All right. Next question is probably Steve's bailiwick. I got an iPad. Third generation. I just went to open it today, and it was a black screen, and it is hooked up to be charged.
All right, well, hang on just a second. We'll be right back after this break.
Yeah, stay on the line, and we'll give you the answer, okay? Back in just a couple of minutes, Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, Bob from Around the Court, and you, 39 Minutes After the Hour Soundbites, member-supported Jazz 90.1.
It's America's longest-running computer show. Back to more soundbites with Nick, Dave, and Steve. Next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 44 minutes after the hour, we are soundbites. I want to thank Ed from Rochester and an anonymous donor for their lovely donations. I would also like to apologize to the entire town of Shazy and by extension West Shazy for mispronouncing the name of their town. I apologize.
It's French.
It's French. Oh, so it's actually Shazy.
Probably.
My wife, who back in college, before she was my wife, spent a year in France in the town of Rennes. It's I would have pronounced it Rennes.
Okay.
But when I spoke to the people who live there, they apparently pronounce it Rang. At least that's what it sounded like over the 1970s transatlantic cable.
Okay.
Rang. I thought, okay. I don't know if that's a commentary on life there, or I don't know what that is.
Well, I've read stories about, you know, like German, every letter is pronounced.
Right.
And in English, some letters sound differently at some time than other times.
Right.
In French, they just skip pronouncing half the letters anyway.
Yeah.
We have someone on the phone?
Oh, we got somebody on the phone?
Yeah, he still had, remember he had a second question.
Oh, that's right. Question.
Doggone it, I almost forgot. Bob from Rondequoit, still on the line. Sorry, Bob.
I am still here, yeah.
Bob is still here, and he had a question for Steve about the black screen and the third-gen iPad.
Go ahead. Generally speaking, if you push both the buttons, the sleep button at the top and the home button on the front, it will reboot.
If you hold them down for what?
Hold them down for about 10 seconds. Yeah. It will reboot, and you'll get back to the Apple logo, and it will start booting again.
Doing that as you speak now.
There you go. Yeah. Hang on to it. Keep doing it.
And the third generation being older, it's possible that the battery is wearing out.
Yeah. I just saw the Apple logo.
There you go, and it rebooted, yeah. If you're very unfortunate, the screen can die, and so the iPad is working underneath. You just can't see anything on the screen.
Yeah, I heard Siri, Siri's voice, and it even answered a question.
Yeah, even without the screen. So oftentimes rebooting just can help that.
Okay.
Good.
And if the screen doesn't come back, there's no way. It's just a matter of getting another.
Yeah, there are screen replacements. We usually see it run between $200 and $300 to replace because it's the glass, the LCD panel, the touchpad. It's all of that is sort of fused together. So you're usually better off with a new iPad in that case. And in fact, I don't remember if that was one of your stories, Nick. Apple did announce iPads this week, and they have a stealth announcement. Yeah, it was just a press release. Mm-hmm. And they have lowered the price and raised the storage capacity on many of the iPads.
And the speed.
Some of them. Well, annoyingly, for us as resellers, the iPad Air brand, so we had the Air 2, and we were expecting an Air 3.
Right.
The Air has been discontinued and replaced with the iPad.
Right.
The iPad nothing now, with a much faster processor in it. And at a much lower price than the previous one was, so 32 gigs for $329. Or the really good deal now is the iPad Mini 4, which is the 8-inch model, 128 storage for $399. So that's like $100 less than it used to be.
Yeah, it's a good price.
Since the iPad Air was discontinued and the price wasn't dropped, so all of our inventory of iPad Airs don't get a price drop from Apple. So now they cost more than the new iPad.
Right.
And so the companies whose products we love, the company we hate.
right.
So it's, now we do have what we call at our store the yesterday models on sale. Generally speaking, when new models come out, the yesterday models go on sale. So it's a great time to buy a new model if you don't need the latest and greatest. And in this case, usually the latest models comes out at a lower price than the new one. So,
yep.
How long does it take to reboot usually?
Usually a minute or two.
Oh, okay.
And that can be another issue. We actually had a customer brought in an iPod this morning with that symptom. The Apple logo came up and it never finished booting, so it turned itself off. Mm-hmm. We had to erase and restore the OS on it, which is about the only thing you can do when you're not. It's like the earlier caller whose his Windows PC wasn't booting anymore.
Right.
Erase and reinstall.
Well, I'll see how it goes. Thanks a lot.
Yep, sure. Good luck.
Bye.
Yep. So technically, this is the seventh generation iPad. And so an iPad 3 is kind of old. But they haven't called it by each number as it goes along. So I suppose that makes it doesn't sound too old.
The real problem, of course, is, and Apple has been seeing this, and so has everybody else who sells tablets. People aren't buying tablets in the quantities that we all expected them to.
And they're keeping the tablet they have a lot longer before replacing it.
Right. People want a keyboard for so very many reasons. Mm-hmm. Yes, you can use a tablet to sit on the couch and watch a movie. But if you want to do anything else with it that involves typing, it's cumbersome.
Right. Or if you're just, surfing the web, reading news, watching pictures. Right. That works great on my iPad 3 or my iPad 1 from the even early caller.
Right.
So I don't need to upgrade every year.
Right. I've got an ancient Android tablet that is very slow and very out of date. And yet, if I'm sitting and watching a movie, it works perfectly. Yep. If I want to see pictures, it works perfectly. If I just want to surf to a website or listen to music, it works perfectly. Why would I replace it as long as it continues to boot?
You're not playing first-person shooter games.
That's exactly right. I'm not.
Yeah, I got one tablet that I got through with my phone back with the two generations ago.
Yep.
And I keep it there in the living room. And it's great if I want to quick look something up. It's there, it's charged, and then I also have, like, the icon on there for the TV guide. So if I want to quick see what's on the TV, mm-hmm. I can pull up TV guide. There it is, because since I cut the cable, I don't have that menu. Well,
and that's a big tip for people who are still using cable television. You're being charged, $350 a month for the guide. You can use a free app on your phone or tablet.
TV Guide.
TV Guide itself, and there's dozens of other TV Guide apps that aren't TV Guide trademark. And save that $325 a month for each of your TV. They charge you for each TV you've got a cable box on. So
right. Yeah, no, I wound up going to TV Guide. What I liked about the TV Guide is you can sit there, tell it what say I'm using Spectrum or that.
Yep.
You mark the cable company you're using, and then you can set up favorites. Mm-hmm. So if you've got particular channels, so you're not scrolling through hundreds, and they've got all the high-def ones there. So I did that. I marked them all, and I can quick swipe it on my tablet and see what's on during a time frame that I want to do.
Yep, it's very nice. It's very nice. We'd also like to thank Blake from Canandaigua for a generous donation. Thank you so very much. We appreciate it. As you know, I've got a couple minutes to remind you that we are in a pledge drive, and we will be here until that pledge drive is over. But you, particularly if you are listening on the podcast, you can end that pledge drive today. We have over 3,400 people who listen to our podcast every month. If each and every one of you gave at the minimum $35 level, this pledge drive would be over for the year. But you need to make that call and make that pledge. The number is 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. And of course, you podcast people can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. If you pledge for sound bites, just scroll down the list and see that you've got sound bites.
Yeah, make sure you put sound bites in the notes or checkbox to make sure that we get credit for it. And did you see the promo that they put together for the pledge drive? You and I are both in it. So, the side of my face is in it.
Right.
Dave didn't make it at all.
Dave. There's a lot of Rob, so that's good. That's a good thing to know. And remember, if you pledge at the $110 level or higher, which you can do either with a single pledge or as a Jazz-O-Matic member, you will get two membership cards. And if you're outside our listening area, you can call up the member card people and have them replace your Rochester card with an anybody card.
That's this week, isn't it? Yeah. Also, reminder that the Small Office Home Office show, Soho Rochester, is this week. It is, Wednesday the 16th?
Yep. Wednesday.
And Jazz Station will be there, and we can. I'm trying to try to sneak out of work, depending on how busy we are.
Right.
I think Dave, you said you were going to be at Soho. And
sadly, I'm teaching that day, and there's no way I cannot teach.
Bring your students. Field trip.
There's an idea. Field trip for the students.
So you can meet us. You can make your pledges there as well, and just keep us on the air. You know, this station.
We really love being here, and we would love to continue to be here, but we can't do it alone. We need you, and the only way we get you is if you pick up the phone and make the call or get online and make the pledge. It's easy, takes less than 2 minutes out of your life, and it means that for a year you can feel smug when we come to you and ask for money. 585-966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299, toll-free 1-800-790-0415. And of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And that sound tells me that we are done for another week. There's 2 hours of your life you'll never get back. I want to thank Dave Enright. I want to thank Steve Ray. I particularly want to thank Sandy, who came here just out of the generosity of her heart and for no other reason. And I'm Nick Francesco. I want to thank each and every one of you who joined as a member of Jazz 90.1, whether you're a new or renewing member. We very, very much appreciate it. We take each and every one of you into our hearts. Thank you so much. Don't go away. George is coming in to play the best German music you'll hear all week. Michael's here to keep him on the straight and narrow. And we'll be back with a whole lot more of the longest running computer show in the known universe. It's Soundbites on the truly great and solely member supported Jazz 90.1. We will see you in 166 hours.